The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're on Homo Ground. This is Scantron.
This is Jax.
And this is episode number 55.
Dynamite by The Back Pockets. The Back Pockets are a flock of musicians, performance artists, and dancers based out of Atlanta, Georgia. Since their conception in August 2008, they have played over 300 shows, released 4 albums, and several music videos, and extensively toured the Southeast. They hand-paint every CD cover, hand-sew every lyric book, do all the booking, managing, and producing themselves. Shows are elaborate acts of theater, audience interaction, set design, installation, costuming, and music. Some instruments include banjo, keys, guitar, bass, harmonium, trombone, violin, and drums. The group is female-fronted and tied together with a handful of enthusiastic performance artists. They will be embarking on a 2-month tour around the U.S. on March 8th. They will also be playing at our Get Off the Internet showcase during South by Southwest, which takes place March 14th at Cheer Up Charlie's. We have one more day left to raise money for the show. You can find that information at our Indiegogo campaign, so check it out and help if you can. Next up, we have Breakup Song.
Too loud, my voice was loud, indecent and fat. Inside of the van, I ripped out the skin of the second smallest of toes, my left foot. Every step that I took, I thought of you, trying to find words and ways, explanations. I'm running away. Someone please punch me in my teeth, just fucking punch me, I feel like a piece of meat.
We've got 12 days to go with our Feminist Playing Cards project, and we are currently at $8,000 right now. We've got 261 backers. We've still got about $4,000 to go, so check out feministcards.com. and check out some of the latest updates that we've posted. Probably be making another update soon. So check it out. We also have some new reward levels to celebrate International Women's Day and Women's History Month. We're offering 2 decks for $25. There's a limited number available. We've got 18 left. It's a perfect gift for you and a friend. So yeah, check that out. Feministcards.com. Next up is Folkstar, a folk rock band from Wilmington, North Carolina, created by Kim Dixo and Sue Cagg. Their music is a fusion of Kim's acoustic folk songwriting and Sue's rock and blues flavor. With thought-provoking lyrics and fiery guitar licks, the duo produces a full band sound that is both catchy and unique. Folkstar will be having a CD listening party for their first release, Emotional Boot Camp, on Friday, March 9th at Costello's in Wilmington. You can find more information on them at reverbnation.com/folkstarmusic. And I've got the songs Gone, Temptation, and Everything You Need.
So I take a deep breath and I leave it all behind. I packed a few things I think I might need. Hop in the car, don't care off my speed. And got a ticket to nowhere and a good book to read. I trust my intuition, the state of my condition. Who you are, you've never been what I need. Don't pretend I'm understand, but I do who I am. Damn about me. Should have left the extra key where I could find it so easily. I stopped by, you weren't home, with my mark on everything you own. But don't look for me, don't look for me, 'cause I'm already gone, gone. rush past, like the crazy and up against my wrist. Electric current is amazing, I wish that I had kissed you then, before got wrapped up in something that is killing me. I could never end it. Perfect unfamiliar face, I know I shouldn't cheat. Wrap your charm around my gaze, and I can't help but meet your eyes, they stare, seeing me and knowing that I long for you. Sitting days are over, every time I try, get you off my mind, make my heart go crazy. Time I get away, always there for taking more. I want more of you, more of you. I want it all. I want all of you, all of you. Wicker than you would believe, wanting you to stay. And I will let myself concede and be taken astray. I will not think you anymore, I will not do this, but I just can't seem to turn away. Every time I try, get you off my mind, make my heart go crazy, common sense goes blind. No matter what I try to do, get you out the door. Every time I get away, always left with wanting.
Watch as your expressions change, you're distracted. your type across the room, and I see the shift in you. You tell me that it's good to know the girls like that still gonna show. Maybe someday when I play for you, you're blind. I know you're blind.
Up next is Nomas Bodas, who will be playing at our South by Southwest Get Off the Internet Showcase on March 14th, next Wednesday. Nomas Bodas is from Austin, Texas, and is it femcore, electric disco noir, garage synth, a psych guitar girl group? Nomas Bodas fits neatly within the music scene of the Lone Star's bizarro capital, yet stands apart with a hard-to-nail, seductive sci-fi sound that merges squelching synthesizers, hiccuping beats, swaggering guitar, and trilling vocals. You can check them out at nomasbodas.bandcamp.com. I've got the songs Flesh and Jungle. And also, if you are going to be at South by Southwest, don't forget to check out our Indiegogo. We've only got a few more hours left, and we still are trying to raise some money. So head over to hemoground.com, and we've got links to all of our upcoming shows happening there.
Thank you.
Up next is Bitch, formerly of Bitch and Animal, who's known for her unique brand of electric violin performance art meets bass, ukulele, and guitar rock. Her shows, like her name, are exercises in self-liberation. Bitch will be playing at the Pinhook in Durham on Sunday, March 18th, and we've got two tickets to give away. So if you go to our Facebook page and share the post to this podcast, episode number 55, on your wall, then we will put you in a pool to win two tickets to see Bitch on March 18th at the Pinhook in Durham. So just go to our Facebook page and click the share button to this episode. Up next are the songs Highway and Kitchen.
Speaker in the sky, she's loud and wise, and the highway I'm on, oh, the highway I'm on, and shimmery, strand of light, one last wisp of wine before night. Streets are bare, everyone's tuned to the glare. It's just me, street, wind, and hair. Over my eye, over you. Streets, how they fuel us.
Human beings, human beings.
Mm-hmm. to rely on my notebooks now. Need to get it down when I'm down.
Down when I'm down.
Listen up when I'm up. Chase my words around. Chase my joy. Whether to words you or away from you, boy. Isn't it beautiful? There's a kettle of knowledge on the stove. It knows that we go where warmth goes. And I'm about
whoa.
To go. Na 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 na. Makes me get all fired up, which makes you want to wow me, but oh so hard to love me through the bridge of this, through the bridge of this. Away from me, change your name, found your fame, and took back your ring. It's a cloudy day with the sun making its way back to me. It's a beautiful walk, if it's true and I'll talk. It's a beautiful walk, if it's true and I'll talk. It's all booze and trash, as you would say in your language. Gathering, took a minute or so to remind me who I was. I'm not a ring, I am more for sale. All earth shakes, all earth shakes. And I was shaking, oh, I was shaking.
This is Jax with Homoground, and I am fortunate enough to have Bitch in the studio with us tonight. She's going to be starting a new tour in March, and so Bitch, thanks for joining us, and would you like to tell us a little about what is going on with tour?
Well, I've got a great new solo show that I'm calling Bitch Machine, which is me doing my usual with my electric violin, my bass, my ukulele, guitar. And I'm accompanied by a mysterious alligator who triggers beats from a cartoony machine.
Ooh, that sounds pretty exciting. So there's definitely going to be a good amount of performance art as to be expected, but
yes,
good
and
stuff.
And a lot of full sound.
That's awesome. Yeah, and so you do have some people, but your solo show, but you have someone traveling with you, maybe?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Just I call it solo, but it's really not that
yeah.
solo.
Well, it takes, you know, takes a lot. That's awesome. So something that I've been really curious about in Homoground in general, we like to be as involved with the queer music and queer record labels and are super interested in that. You started your own record label. When was that? I know it was just a couple years ago, right?
Yeah, I started it in 2008.
And that's Short Story Records?
Short Story Records, that's right.
What kind of brought you to that place to start your own label, and How's that been? I mean, it's been around for a couple years now, so.
Yeah. Let's see. Yeah, it came of the idea that to have a kind of one place where everything that I make and everything that my friends make or whatever, that we want to have one avenue to get it out to the world. So Short Story Records came about when I was working with my rock band, Bitch and the Exciting Conclusion, and I was also making an album of Farron.
Right.
And it just seemed like the right thing to do at the right time. So we've got three stories on Short Story Records right now, and probably another one on the way.
That's awesome. Can you give us any hints as to maybe another one? Would that be your material? Or
Yes. I've been working on a new record for, a year and a half now, and it's almost born.
That's awesome. What kind of things have been influencing you on this most current record? I know that, you know, all sorts of things can influence us. What's going on right now?
Yeah, this is definitely influenced by this new show that I was telling you about, where I have these electronic elements coming in and out from Alligator's machine.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely more electronic than other stuff I've done before. And there's a strong focus on my electric violin because I love her.
That's great. So yeah, that's what I was just really curious about, the record label, because that's such an integral part of everything. And I understand wanting to be very home-based, and that's awesome. That's really, cool.
Yeah, and it still has the possibility of, you know, still working with other labels, but you don't have to do it kind of for every single project you do.
Mm-hmm.
So I really like it. It seems to simplify things.
Yeah. And have you been writing, like, most of the material, like, all on your own? Or have you been outsourcing with friends and such, like, with different parts? Or, I mean, it's all solo stuff.
Yeah, most of it is, it's hard to say. Yeah, I'd say most of it I wrote it on my own. There's a few pieces that, for example, this mysterious alligator who triggers these beats.
Uh-huh.
A couple of those beats I've written songs around. For example, the producer that I'm working with in Brooklyn, and I have collaborated on the actual writing of a couple of the songs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of bits of inspiration from here and there.
Yeah, for sure. That's awesome. What's your perception or perspective on the music industry as a whole, or like the queer music industry, you know, switching from the tangible, you know, albums and CDs to digital stuff, to the movement from money and album sales to live performances, like fan bases. What do you think about that in the last decade or so?
Yeah, wow. It definitely, that's a huge subject. But
yeah, sorry.
No, it's good. It's something that I think all of us are still trying to put our finger on.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely some things I find a lot more exciting about it. I feel like I can be a lot more personally involved with every kind of step of the way with the social networking stuff and just different ways that people are doing using the internet.
I know,
I feel
it's
like
been
it's
such
much
a huge
more
shift.
Personal than it used to be. But just even conducting business and all of that stuff is just there's less middlemen.
Yeah. It's so direct now. It's really, and that's, it has to be. I mean, that's what I feel like musicians that don't kind of accept that and move with it, you know, are separating themselves or alienating themselves from the listeners.
Totally.
Yeah.
So I've been kind of enjoying it on that level and, you know, still trying to adjust to it all, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're living in Brooklyn now?
I've been actually away from Brooklyn for the last year. I came out to a snowy, it's not always snowy, but I came out to this cabin to finish this documentary about Farron, which we're actually just finishing up now and applying to film festivals and stuff like that. So I've been on an extended artist retreat here, and I'm just loving being away from the city for a while.
That sounds incredible, yeah. I mean, Michigan has some beautiful areas, so just be out, rural, you know, enjoying it.
Yeah, the dogs love it.
Yeah. Speaking of Michigan, and in terms of the Michigan Women's Music Festival, as someone who's been there before, there was a huge uprise or, like, political campaign against Michigan Women's Fest, and then seeing it through all that and being kind of like a person in the spotlight that people were kind of really, you know, asking you a lot of questions, and then you had a lot of people reacting to how you answered questions when you weren't the only person performing there. And,
right.
And then seeing it through and still going to the festival and still, you know, having lots of working relationships with people who are on both sides, like, what is it like to kind of see it coming to a close finally, basically?
Oh, I really hope that that's actually true, that that's happening.
Yeah.
You know, there's always been, ever since I started going there, there has been activism around that. And so it has definitely changed, and I'm hoping that, yeah, all of us as a wider community just keep embracing each other and trying to voice all of our hard feelings and our good feelings and our supportive feelings mostly, you know, for each other in wherever we stand on it.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. It's such a priceless place that exists. You know, such
it's so important that
an incredible community that has lasted for so long and continues to support so many people. It's really important.
Yeah.
So I just want really good things to happen for everyone.
Me too.
Yeah. I mean, you have so much material. You have several, I know at least out of your full length albums, I mean, you have, geez, I had to make a list. I mean, how many? But anyways, you have a lot, and so this is just kind of silly. If you had to name a favorite song, or at least narrow it down to one that you really love to play on stage, what would that be?
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'd say one of my favorite ones is one that I'll probably be playing when I on this upcoming tour, is Open Up. It's a song that came out on I put a version of it on my last two records. And it's, I wrote it the day before I started recording the Farron album that I put out.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love it. It's got a mean, sexy violin part that I like to rip into.
That sounds great, yeah. Super exciting. So with dating someone who's in film, can we expand? I mean, I think they did your last two music videos, right?
That's right.
And they did the Farron thing. So will we expect you to be more involved with film? I know that you had a great time doing Short Bus, and I think you have lots of experience in acting, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm hoping to be doing quite a bit of that kind of side of things really soon.
Yeah, that's exciting. All new projects.
Yeah, we're working on a new music video, and we've been working on some comedy sketches.
That's I like the sound of that. Everyone can use a good laugh these days.
Totally.
Yeah. So a question that someone sent in to us was, so our radio station, we try, since Lynn and I both grew up in Wilmington, North Carolina, and it's a pretty small, rural, conservative, southern town.
Okay.
And we've both traveled a good bit, though, and been to lots of different cities now, but we met when we were in high school, and it was all over queer music and being queer. We were the only two people that were like that, really, and we loved music, and so it's not surprising that 12 years later we're sitting here doing this. But so
yeah,
basically, our goal is, we're online, and we're like putting out all this queer music to hopefully, you know, reach out to young queer kids who aren't in cities and stuff like
yeah,
that, or who are.
Access.
You know, it's access, you know, because there's not really a place where you can find all these resources. Basically, they ask, what is one of the most important things queer kids growing up right now should know?
Well, A, you're not alone. B, there is power in your feeling of being an outsider. That later in life, you can harness that and use that to your benefit. You know what I mean? Because back in school and everything, you're just so desperate to fit in when you're growing up and, you know, going through puberty, that whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
But then later in life, it's kind of more important to not.
Yeah. Yeah. As soon as you get out of high school, you realize that the more unique and the more different, it's like, the better
it is.
Yeah, it's
liberating.
Yeah. It's just tough for kids these days. It always
oh
has
my gosh,
been,
I
but...
read my nephew's tweets and I'm like, oh God, oh, you yeah. couldn't pay me to go back there.
Oh man. Was there anything else you want to say about the upcoming tour or new material
just
coming
out? I'm looking forward to it, and we're currently working on a video. We just shot footage of my mother tap dancing to one of my songs.
That
so that will
incredible.
Be featured in the show.
That is so good. I'm so excited about that.
So hopefully I'll see you at one of the shows. And
yeah, for sure.
Please reintroduce yourself to me.
Yeah, yeah. I expect to be at the one in Durham, and I'm sure that the tour is going to go great. I wish you the best of luck and can't wait to see
Yay.
You myself.
Oh, good. Thanks, Jax.
Yeah.
You too.
Awesome. All right. Thanks so much, Rich.
Of course. Talk to you soon.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye.